You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Franchise Channel, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Christine Dura, Chief Development Officer of OrthoNow, the nation's only network of franchised orthopedic urgent care centers. Christine, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure. Good to be here.
And you're most welcome. Great to have you. So, Christine, OrthoNow is an innovative and disruptive business opportunity in the lucrative world of healthcare. How did the idea for an upscale immediate care franchise facility that is exclusively dedicated to treating orthopedic and sports medicine come to life?
Well, the brain trust of Dr. Alejandro Badia and Justin Irizarry. And the two of them came together back in 2014 with the idea of transforming the way that orthopedic care is delivered. And urgent care being the fastest growing segment in the United States today, they look to achieve what I would consider the quadruple aim in healthcare, which is very rare today. Basically, better outcomes, lower costs, improving that patient experience, but also improving the clinician experience. And right now, if there's an injury or anything that hurts in your body, where do you go? Most people go to an emergency room where they can't be helped. They get a big bill, and frankly, they get a homework to take home and call a bunch of orthopedics. And they go to general urgent care, same thing. Family practitioner can't help them. And frankly, it usually takes about 2 to 3 weeks to get into the local ortho. So this allows someone single point of care for any ache, any pain, any injury, to keep the body moving and healthy and prevent future surgeries in the body. So it's been a phenomenal concept so far, and we are on our way to national and global development.
Awesome stuff right there. Now, you have had a long and successful entrepreneurial career. This is nothing new for you. You personally have been a four-time master franchiser and have helped numerous emerging franchise brands enter the market. What traits do you think are most important to succeed in franchising?
20 years has taught me that that's a pretty easy answer, actually. I would say number one, have passion for the business that you're getting into. You want to be able to get up in the morning, be excited about going to work, and maybe it's not about the return on the investment or the money at the end of the day. It should be about more than that. It should be about giving back, but also you, again, being passionate about what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. I would also say the franchisees that work on their business and not in it on a day-to-day basis, getting caught up in the day-to-day grind, is fatal to a business. They need to step out of it. They need to hire the right people and be able to look at their business more globally and focus on what's important. And then finally, if they're looking at an actual franchise as opposed to their own business, I would say follow the system blindly. There's a reason why a franchise exists, and that's proven systems, turnkey operations. And you should follow that blindly. Stop trying to recreate the wheel when somebody's already done it and proven that it's successful. So go into it with an open mind and an open heart and work hard.
I certainly agree. Working hard is a big key to success. Now, what advice would you give to someone looking to create an independent career in franchising?
Oh, gosh. Do your research. Do a deep dive before making any decisions. There's literally thousands of opportunities out there to choose from, and there's some fantastic ones out there. And there's some ones that may just not be a good fit, but don't just look at the financials. There's so much more that's certainly important that goes into the decision process. Look into the timing of the industry. Look at the competition in the industry. But also look at the leadership team. You know, do they? I don't care how great the business is. You need a strong leadership team at the franchisor level to be able to carry that forward and really reach and realize that vision. But you also should ask the tough questions. You know, don't always expect the answer that you want, but do demand the truth out of the answer, and then you can make an intelligent decision at the end of it. And I will repeat again, you know, choose something that you're passionate about. You don't want to get up in the morning and dread what it is you're doing on a day-to-day basis, which also speaks to beginning with the end in mind. As you're going through, again, the due diligence process, but also as you launch the business, when I say begin with the end in mind, see yourself in the business. So in the case of, for example, OrthoNow, actually visualize yourself opening and operating an OrthoNow clinic. And what would you be doing on a day-to-day basis? Who would you be hiring? Who would you be working with? Who would you be treating? Now, who are your customers? Who are your patients in our case? And then also, when you go to launch, begin with the end in mind. There's so many times where I see franchise owners and or entrepreneurs, you know, thinking that that this will be forever. And frankly, we never know what's going to happen today, tomorrow, the next day. You always have to begin with the end in mind so that you're prepared in any type of circumstances to move on from that business, to sell that business, and keep your books clean from day one. That is so, so critical, because I've seen it actually be quite a detriment at the time that something dire comes up. So, again, begin with the end in mind.
Solid advice right there. Today we are joined by Christine Dura, Chief Development Officer of OrthoNow, the nation's only network of franchised orthopedic urgent care centers, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Christine, as an entrepreneur, what is the one thing you do over and over again and recommend everyone else do as well?
I would say develop your own list of what I call non-negotiables. And they're basically a list of things that you just refuse to ever negotiate on. The one time in my career, I found myself literally juggling 7 separate full-time businesses. And that's a lot for anyone to manage. And shortly after launching, the economy took a nosedive. And I was so focused on building my personal empire, my personal wealth, I didn't listen to my most valuable asset, and that's my gut, my instincts. So a couple of years in, my health suffered for it. I managed to get out from under unscathed and even turned a profit. But I realized right then and there, there's no amount of money that's worth it, my health and well-being. And it was that year that I challenged myself to establish my personal non-negotiables, not only my professional life, but also my personal life. And if you've not done it for yourself, I highly recommend it. It's not really as easy as it sounds. I spent weeks, literally, maybe even months, I hate to admit that, refining and reprioritizing my list until I was able to get to 5 simple words that now guide my everyday actions, my everyday decisions, my everyday life, and I couldn't be more blessed to have lived that since then.
Additional great advice right there. Thanks for that. Now, what is the one strategy that has helped you grow your business?
Oh, that's an easy one. It goes back to my first career straight out of college. I was a recruiter for a company. It was called the Institute for Professional Development. They were a wholly owned subsidiary with the University of Phoenix. I'm sure a lot of you have heard of them before. And I was 6 months into my career. I was blissfully ignorant, thinking everything was perfect. And 6 months in, my manager called a meeting, and she said, you're on notice for being fired, and you better turn this around within 30 days. And I said, for what? And she said, your conversions stink compared to everyone else in the company. And I looked at her and in all honesty said, what's a conversion? I had no idea. So I will say this, within 3 months, I was top rep in the office. I turned into top rep in the region, and I was eventually top rep in the entire organization countrywide. So knowing what a conversion was clearly changed my behavior. So if you don't know what it is, basically it's looking at basic metrics of your business and monitor them. And don't overcomplicate it, right? It could be as simple in a sales type of environment, from an inquiry to a conversation, maybe to an application, maybe to a meeting, and then closing the sale. So those are what I would call conversion points, and each one has a percentage of conversion. And if you have, let's say, a team of 10 salespeople, and you look at every single conversion point, and one is doing better than the next at a certain point in that conversion process, you can start to really exponentially improve your sales just by looking at those tiny increments. And every business operates with some conversion points. And like I said, I was blissfully ignorant to what they even were. But once I was able to identify those and I was able to seek out the top performers at every single conversion point, then my life became crystal clear exactly what I needed to do. And our sales skyrocketed exponentially. I carry that lesson with me every single day. It's too bad I almost got fired over it, but thankfully I did not. And like I said, I became the top performer and continue to take that forward with me with franchisees, with entrepreneurs, with my sales teams that I've created. And it has been my roadmap, my guide in everything I do.
And on the other side of the coin, what is one failure you had as an entrepreneur and how did you overcome that?
I failed to focus on balance in my life so many times. I really thought that if I put my career first and that it would serve me to work 10, 12, 15-hour days. And frankly, it didn't. I actually, once I started to really focus on personal life balance and work balance, I realized that sleep was important, mental clarity was important, and that, again, working in my business instead of on it was fatal to the success of my business and the profitability, and frankly, to my employees as well. So I also carry that life lesson with me. Balance is so important.
It certainly is. Lastly, what is it specifically about the OrthoNow business model that makes it so appealing to free thinkers, disruptors, and other entrepreneurial change agents?
That's a great question. You know, 20 years in franchising, and also I very much focus on emerging brands. I'm in a unique position that I'm at the forefront of these leading edge concepts. And I can tell you from my experience, they're rare to find the right business at the right time in the right industry with the right leadership team, and basically everything aligns at the perfect moment when you might actually be looking for a franchise. And so for it to really even come up on your radar during that period, it might be just a stroke of dumb luck. I have an added advantage because I tend to be at the forefront of some of these projects. So after weeks of my own due diligence on OrthoNow and looking at my non-negotiables that I mentioned earlier, I'll share with you what one of them is. It's actually profound impact. If I can't make a profound impact, I'll walk away from an opportunity. But when I started to research OrthoNow, and I saw that it was not only the fastest growing business segment in the United States, the urgent care market, but also that it's a safe investment, it's technology resistant. OrthoNow is the only specialty urgent care franchise offering in the United States today. Being first to market is a formidable position, and I've worked with many first to markets, and I've worked with many second tier categories as well, so it's very interesting to be part of both of those. But only thought leaders who really desire to make things happen. They have the desire to drive change as opposed to wait for it to happen to them. They're the ones that are going to capitalize on this massive economic wave in our healthcare system today. It is literally the right time, the right place, the right business, the right leadership. That wave is cresting right now, and only the brave are going to dive in that ocean and they're going to catch it. And those are the people that I want to talk to and that we want to talk to lead this business forward and truly change the way orthopedic care is delivered today in the United States.
Well, Christine, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. It's quite impressive what you've created here and all the advice shared here today as well. We really appreciate it. Where can listeners get more information on OrthoNow and how could one be in touch if they're interested in a franchise opportunity?
I would recommend visiting our website, orthonowfranchise.com. Again, that's orthonowfranchise.com.
Easy enough. Well, Christine, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and we do thank you for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure.
And the pleasure certainly has been ours. We have been speaking with Christine Dura, Chief Development Officer of OrthoNow, the nation's only network of franchised orthopedic urgent care centers. And for more information, simply visit OrthoNowCare.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.